50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Prince of Pissing People.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning. Yeah, it was good enough. Good morning, Angela. Yeah.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
It's Wednesday. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
You did that all right.
No? Okay, the white guy wanted to do it. All right, go ahead, Steve.
You got to lead me in, you know.
What's going on, Steve? What are you doing? Get out of here.
Good morning, Angela. Yeah, guys, you want to Charlamagne Tha God.
Hump day?
Somebody's crazy.
Our white camera guy, I don't know what's
Somebody's
wrong with him.
Somebody's a little crazy.
Oh, right. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Well, good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday. It is hump day.
Okay, yeah.
Shout to Angela Yee's pop. Next week is vacation, so I had to make sure my jibs and my teeth and everything was good. If you don't know, Angela Yee's pops and Angela Yee's uncle, one is a dentist, one works there at the office, and they make sure my
uncle was gracious enough to give my father a job.
Which is great, because I love your dad.
No.
So your dad and your uncle make sure everything is good, and they usually do my cleaning and make sure my jibs and my teeth are good money.
What's a jib?
It's your grill, your teeth.
What kind of lingo is that? Is that like a real technical term?
I don't know, that's what we called it, your jibs. You never as a kid?
I never used that word. Let me see, jib.
I don't know.
A triangular staysail set forward of the forwardmost mast, the projecting arm of a crane.
There you go, your teeth. So so they had, they did the cleaning, and then, there's always I had a problem before, and when you have teeth, sometimes when you have a problem.
We have teeth, yeah.
And it doesn't hurt anymore. You're like, it doesn't hurt. Forget about it.
That means the nerve is dead.
No,
when it doesn't hurt anymore, which means that there's a real issue. When your tooth is hurting, you have to go to the dentist right away because you don't want your nerve to be dead, because then you probably need a root canal.
Well, the nerve wasn't dead, and he found that out yesterday.
Because it hurt?
What did it hurt?
Yeah.
That was the first time. Now, mind you, I had braces for like 7 years. They've done everything in my mouth. Pause. As far as dentists and orthodontists is concerned. But yesterday, oh my gosh, I don't know what was going on in my mouth yesterday. You talk about pain. I almost cried. I was holding
the
tears.
You got to take care of this, man, when it happens.
I know you're right.
Did you have a big hole in your tooth?
I didn't ask what was wrong. I just said,
you could feel it, though,
I didn't feel anything. Nothing was hurting. I was good money. And then your uncle, Papa Yee and everybody, but they fixed it. They made it good. So shout to Papa Yee. What's your uncle's name?
Dr. Gary Yee.
I call him Uncle Yee. So Uncle Yee and Papa Yee made sure I was good money. So let me shout them out and thank you to them.
They sent me a picture of Gia eating pizza at the dentist's office.
Yeah, my wife went and she was eating all type of disrespectful things at the dentist.
She's eating a slice of pizza.
Sleeping pizza.
She had a whole pie.
Candy. She had soda, all types of stuff. And I'm getting my mouth done. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Young Dolph will be joining us this morning.
Preach.
Now, Young Dolph, of course, he got shot, when was it, a couple of months ago?
It was longer than that, because he was in the hospital for a while and everything.
So we'll talk to him about the incident, everything that's going on with him and his new album. So keep it locked. We got front page news. What are we talking about?
Oh, man, a California shooting, and this is a gunman that was trying to enter an elementary school.
Right. I heard about it. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. And let's talk about this California school shooting. Crazy.
All right. This happened at Rancho Tehama Elementary School. A gunman it was 7 different scenes at this shooting. A gunman killed 4 people in a remote Northern California community. This happened yesterday. Fortunately, it could have been as terrible and tragic as it was. It could have been way worse. The good thing is that the shooter was not able to get into the actual school.
Yeah, shout to those teachers.
And you know what? There was an alert because he had killed somebody or shot at somebody that was close by the school, and the school, I guess, got an alert and they locked up the whole school.
Yeah, changed the doors.
So he kept trying to get into the doors and everything, but he couldn't get into the building.
He actually shot into the school, shot a couple of windows out too.
Yeah, a student was wounded by gunfire and was in stable condition, and others were hurt by flying glass.
They killed him, right?
Reports,
yeah, they killed his ass.
They did kill him. So they said he was bent on engaging and killing people at random. And, you know, the shooter fired from his vehicle into others on his way to the school, which was about 2 miles from his home. They don't know exactly what his motives were, but they're saying that a dispute with a neighbor may have been what triggered everything. The neighbor actually had a restraining order against him.
Well, who clapped him, though? Who's the hero that clapped his ass?
A police officer. Mm-hmm. They don't say what officer it was, but it definitely was a police officer.
Or dropping a clues bomb for that police officer. Damn it. Okay. That's why I say guns go both ways. Guns are like fire. They can burn a house down or they can cook you a meal.
Right. So that's a very unfortunate situation. You know, again, 4 people were killed that we know of so far. All right. And another incident that just happened at a school in Florida, Seth Sutherland, who was only 17 years old, ended up committing suicide at school. Now, he posted on social media and he sent messages to loved ones ahead of the shooting that happened yesterday at Lake Mineola High School. He shared a message on Snapchat. He actually blamed certain individuals for his decision to commit suicide. They said it was pre-planned because there was a pre-planned fire drill, and that's when he actually did that during that fire drill that was pre-planned. Some students said they saw the aftermath of the shooting through windows of the school. Mm. The school is about 27 miles west from Orlando, so a very sad situation. All right, and Congresswoman Jackie Speier talked about how Congress has paid out $15 million to silence sex harassment victims in Congress. Here's what she had to say.
Now, we do know that there's about $15 million that has been paid out by the House on behalf of harassers in the last 10 to 15 years.
All right. Now, she didn't disclose who these people were. They have NDAs, I guess, but she did not disclose what members of Congress have been accused of sexual misconduct. She said one is a Republican, one of them is a Democrat, and here's what else she had to say.
Well, it is my responsibility to address the seriousness of this issue. These survivors are subject to a non-disclosure agreement. I'm not going to violate their non-disclosure agreement. And I think moving forward, we've got to take steps to make sure that there is transparency, that, in fact, the harasser is not going to have the settlement paid for out of the U.S. Treasury and have all the taxpayers paying for it.
Yeah.
It should be something that is paid for by the individual.
Well, ain't no moral clause in Congress. Like, you can still be on Congress after committing an offense
so
like that.
Crazy.
And I don't think they should be able to sign an NDA. Like, if you're accused of sexual assault or sexual harassment and it's proven that you did it and you pay
and
out a civil
suit, the country,
then they should know who you are. Don't sex offenders got to register? Don't they got to have signs in the yard and all kind of stuff?
Imagine your taxpaying dollars are going toward paying these Congress people who actually have allegedly sexually assaulted people.
I mean, that's one part of it, but having sex offenders and people who've committed sexual assault on actual Congress without people knowing. Like, there's no sex offender in America who does not have to register as a sex offender.
You can't even get a job certain places, but how can you get a job in Congress?
That is very true.
That is true.
All right.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning, or maybe you had a positive night. You want to spread some positivity. Whatever it may be, get it off your chest. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, DJ Emmy, this is Crystal. How you doing?
Hey, Crystal, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Breakfast Club. Angela Yee, Charlamagne.
Hey, Crystal.
Get it off your chest, mama.
Okay, well, I want to get off my chest to all the so-called dads who are supposed to be doing right by their kids and don't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's your sperm donor did you to piss you off today?
What happened?
You know, I just need them to support the kids financially, emotionally, spiritually. You know, the moms are there. They do everything from day one, you know, because we're moms. It comes natural. It should come natural as a father as well.
Put his ass on child support.
You know, that takes place. And then, you know, that's just the system. I'll just leave it as that, you know, but
you want more than the money is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Right. It's never really about the money. It's never about the money. It's always about the kids.
Right. Be a good father.
All right.
Exactly. So that's what
Why
I want to
do. Why is that so hard to do?
Why is it so hard to do?
Why don't you want to do that?
And you're right, it should be natural, because I hate guys that be like, I take care of my kids. Think you're supposed to.
No, you're right. No, you're absolutely right. Hello, who's this?
What up, though? What up, though? It's Levi calling from Detroit.
D-Town, what up, what's happening?
Get it off your chest.
Hey, man, listen. Hey, Charlamagne, did you know Trey Black?
Do I know Trey Black?
Yeah, Trey Black, the radio personality.
Yeah, the radio personality, yeah.
Yeah, man, he's from North Carolina also. Yeah, you know he passed away, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Man, Trey been dead for about 6-7 years, bro.
Damn.
This guy is crazy. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know him personally.
Okay. Like that was a better. Whoa, man, I didn't know that.
I didn't know him personally, but I know him from radio. You know what I'm saying? I know pretty much, I ain't going to say every radio personality, but I try to keep my finger on the pulse of all the radio personalities.
Word up, word up, word up. Listen, I got a critique of you, man. Listen, I want everybody listening to tell me if I'm right or wrong. Do you notice when Charlamagne, when you look at all your interviews in the past, and I figured I'd just ask you straight up, it seems like you go harder on people that's not popping. You see what I'm saying? Like, it seems like the 50s and those who are doing their thing and they stay popping right now, you kind of handle them with kid gloves. But if it's an artist that's kind of played out, ain't popping no more, it seems to me that you're more quicker to be more, you know, candid, Blake, you know,
I would say more so with artists on the come up. I feel like artists on the come up have to go through more of a hazing process. But I think like artists that have already done great things, I like to celebrate those guys.
All right, well, I just thought that your way, man. I kind of noticed that, and I was like, well, I'm gonna ask him about it. You feel me?
Well, yeah,
but I love y'all so, man.
It's gonna always be a hazing process with like artists that are on the come up. That's just the game.
All right, bro. One love, baby.
One love, baby.
All right, baby.
One love, baby.
Okay, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
It's Mr. Pay It Forward. What's going on, Club with No Breakfast?
What's up, Mr. Pay It Forward? What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm just blessed, man. I just turned 30 this past weekend on Saturday.
You know what I mean? So happy belated, bro.
Thank you, my brothers. I appreciate it. And I just want the people to know that this Thanksgiving, well, Wednesday and Thursday, I'm going to be in the streets of Patterson and Newark handing out food to the homeless. So anybody who knows some areas in Patterson and Newark that need to be hit, you know what I'm saying, that's poverty-stricken, they need to slide in my DM and let me know what the location is so I can pull up and we can feed the streets.
This is my guy Manny, man. Manny is really, really committed to this. He's really serious about this, man. So Manny, we're going to make sure that happens, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right, Manny.
Bless people, pay it forward.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Charlamagne.
This is Charlamagne, but it's also DJ Envy.
This is
Adam.
You've been getting a lot of love the other day, you heard somebody's Beyonce.
I've been getting a lot of love out here, man.
And now you're getting orgasm screams.
I re-put our soul.
Every day.
So how are you, baby? How can we help you this morning?
Oh, and where do I belong? So, Charlamagne, I want to tell you where I'm at.
Okay.
I've been dating this guy for like mad months, right?
Oh, boy.
And so he's driving my car, everything. I have to end up putting a tracking device in my car.
Oh, boy.
Just to see where the was at.
All right, so no cursing.
You put a tracking device on your own car?
Yes.
I had to. And so he's driving my car, living at my house, around my kids, everything.
So
meanwhile, he got a crazy baby mother. And this bitch called DCS on me. She called my landlord, everything. So our relationship.
All right, listen, like, I need you to calm down and get to the point. Tell me what you want. What you want.
So that's why I'm mad, because he's back living with Evan.
Okay, well, you need to cut him off. That shouldn't be your boyfriend no more.
He cut her off, it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds like he cut you off already.
DJ Embry, no, I kicked him out because he thought it was cool to be riding around with Evan all day.
Well, I think you kind of knew what he was doing. That's why you put the tracking device in there, right?
I seen it coming because she was pregnant. But then she ended up rolling over her baby and killing it.
Listen, so what?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What the hell? Yes.
Definitely, I'm glad that you cut this guy out your life, but always remember one thing. Don't let a guy get comfortable around you. What did Queen Cardi B say? You quick to cut an Negro off, so don't get comfortable, right?
Yep, I'm not comfortable. He not comfortable either.
All right.
I love you guys.
Right, we love you too, boo.
As soon as you got to put tracking devices on somebody's car or your own car that you're letting your man drive, it's probably time to end the relationship.
I know, that's real sad, right? That's so sad.
Yeah. Just stop letting him drive the car.
Because every move.
Yeah, just stop letting him drive the car.
It's your car.
That's the best.
Yeah, I said let him drive the car with the tracking device in it.
If he want to cheat on you, goodness. Make him catch the bus.
How old are you, mama?
It's DJ Envy and it's Charlamagne the God.
Yes, ma'am. Have a nice day.
Have a good one.
Doesn't even matter how old she is.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Jesus Christ.
This is a mess. Old enough to have a car.
Yeah, old enough to have an opinion.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about what celebrity couple is now having their own reality show on VH1. Also, find out what Tyrese's ex-wife wants to happen in order for Tyrese to be a good father.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey, drop one of Clues bombs for the King of New York, LeBron James.
Stop it.
All right?
Stop it.
I don't know how LeBron just going to take Kendrick's crown like that, man.
Oh, you're stabbing
damn,
today.
Damn, New York. New York ain't... just how? How New York just going to let LeBron take Kendrick's crown? I thought Kendrick was the king of New York.
No, Kendrick's not the king of New York. Neither is LeBron.
I can't tell.
Well, shout out to all these kings in New York.
All these kings in New York. Wow. The rest of y'all just they siblings.
You guys are just going to talk reckless this morning, huh?
Y'all let them talk reckless. I bet you got mad LeBron James sneakers in your closet.
I actually don't.
Bet your son got jerseys.
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
Let's get to the rumor report.
All right, let's talk Serena Williams.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
But Serena is getting married, and that's going to go down tomorrow in New Orleans. The ceremony is so secret that guests haven't been told the location yet. All they know is that cars will be sent to their hotels, getting them on Thursday morning. So it's going to be a pretty big wedding. And nobody's allowed to post on social media, so you can see everything's very secret. Now, Jordan Sparks also secretly got married, and not only that, she's pregnant as well. So she has her boyfriend, Dana Isaiah, who is a fitness and guru and aspiring model. They secretly got married in Hawaii back in July in front of a small group of friends. So congratulations.
Congrats to them.
To them.
Yes, marriage is a beautiful thing.
Married and having a baby.
For all those people. Jordan Sparks, Serena Williams, and the guys who did the right things, got on a knee and proposed.
Tiana Taylor and Iman Shumpert, speaking of married couples, have a VH1 reality series coming. Tiana and Iman that has been greenlit. It's a new reality show starring the two of them, and it premieres on February 19th. So congratulations to them. It's going to follow them at New York Fashion Week and them raising their daughter, Junie, and spending time together as a family.
I mean, that was a no-brainer.
That's dope.
Yeah.
All right. Also, those three UCLA players that have been arrested in China for shoplifting have arrived back in the United States. So LiAngelo Ball, Cody Riley, and Jalen Hill are all back in the United States. They landed in L.A. yesterday.
So what happened? They all just got caught up in a situation where somebody stole, so they arrested a bunch of them?
Well, so far they've only been arrested for suspicion of shoplifting, so we don't know.
Suspicion? Is that a crime?
What happened, but... What we do know is that Donald Trump is taking responsibility for, you know, he was in Asia, he was in China, and he sat down with the president of China, and he said he raised the issue at dinner with the president, and that's how everything got expedited.
They got lucky.
So according to a senior White House official, they said that the players got relatively light treatment thanks to Donald Trump's intervention.
All I know is the balls better not go to Trump Towers, all right? Do not take a picture with Donald Trump. It will be bad for the big baller brand. Don't do it.
Okay. So right now they're saying it's up to UCLA how these players will be punished or if they will be punished at all.
They can't be punished for suspicion.
I mean...
Yeah, suspicion of shoplifting sounds crazy.
Yeah, you can't.
Suspicion of shoplifting should just get you followed, not arrested. Right. It should get you followed in the store, not arrested.
Could you imagine suspicion in the U.S.? You know how many people would get pulled, arrested all day long?
Well, I guess they got charged with that, but they... haven't been, you know.
But you can't charge me with suspicion because you're suspicious?
I don't know.
That I shoplifted?
I don't know what happened.
So you're suspicious is?
I'm sure at some point.
Being black is suspicious.
Yes,
you get arrested all the time.
You can't lock me up because you're suspicious.
You can't at all.
All right, and Taylor Swift's album, her sixth album, Reputation, has gone platinum already. Now, keep in perspective, this album is not available on streaming services yet, and it's only been out for 4 days. So they're saying that number may even double. Physical copies.
Wow.
Yeah, or paying for it. It's not available on any streaming services yet.
Wow.
Now, only 5 albums released in this decade have gone platinum in 1 week. That's Adele's 25, Lady Gaga's Born This Way, and the other 3 albums were all Taylor Swift albums. So congratulations.
Well, she's got a very loyal fan base, but I've been reading a lot of articles how they say a lot of her stuff has been coming out, shooting to the top because all her fans gravitate towards it, and then few days later, it just drops.
No, but the fact that she did that much with no
in
streaming.
4 days, no streaming.
No streaming is crazy.
Yeah.
That's huge.
We'll see what happens next week.
Yeah, she'll triple that really with streaming.
She needs to.
Yeah, once the streaming services kick in, it's going to be really crazy. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. When we come back, Young Dolph will be in the building. So we'll kick it with Young Dolph. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. What up, y'all? It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Young Dolph.
Yes, sir. And Young Dolph will always be good to me because last time I seen Young Dolph said, man, how is you getting younger, man?
He lied. He lied.
How come I see you and you look younger, Charlamagne?
He definitely lied.
I appreciate that, my brother. Thank you, Dolph.
I don't know what it was.
It wasn't the truth.
I take care of myself.
Was looking like young Charlamagne. Oh, he was at the awards.
Yeah, VMAs. Yeah. Yeah.
How was everything now? I thought I was going to see you walk with a limp, but everything looks pretty cool.
I'm super straight.
Any
man.
Pain at all?
I'm good.
What is you, a mutant man? You Wolverine? You got healing powers or something? Like you just.
No, I'm dull.
Where?
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something I can't explain, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't got no control of it. You know what I mean? Just.
I was listening to Thinking Out Loud, man, and you said on Drippy you wished you went to the prom. And I don't know why that made me laugh.
I did, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't have a chance to do a lot of stuff that, like, kids enjoy. You know what I mean? When I was younger. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, the prom. Like, I ain't go to prom, my prom, nobody else's prom, because, like, I had two baby brothers. I had to, like I was out there early, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and trying to take care of home. I had to raise my little brothers, keep them on track. Had to pay bills, you know what I'm saying? My mama bills, and I was just out there. You know what I mean?
You like,
I
had to money to your sisters and everything?
All of that. Like, my big sisters, like, my older sisters, she had a baby, like, young. Well, when I was real young, and I just had a lot of responsibility.
Are you enjoying life now? You know, with everything you've been through? Cause
hell yeah. I've been enjoying life for a while.
You know, you got a zillion cars. You know, we talk about cars all the time.
Buying cars.
Your jewelry.
You said you're
buying jewelry.
A bunch of cribs. But now it's to a point where it feels like, you know, like you're a target. You got to drive sometimes with bulletproof vehicles. But can you really just, are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I got a 7-month daughter.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, I'm in a whole nother space right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, definitely.
I like on the album when you say that your grandma was your mama and the streets was your father. So clearly your biological parents weren't around. Have you gotten older? Have you realized the impact that had on you?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like it was like that because of, like, my mom and my dad, and like, they was in the streets, and like, that whole back then era before me, you know what I mean? Like, the 70s generation, 80s generation, like, it wasn't just weed and syrup, you know what I mean? They think it was cocaine and alcohol.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And alcohol, that shit is more stronger than the cocaine. You know what I mean? People can't shake that shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And as I got older, I figured it out. You know what I mean? So it's like I mowed down. At first, like, I didn't even want nothing to do with my mom and dad.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because I felt like they chose it over their kids, over our family. You know what I'm saying? So it was both my grandma was taking care of me and my brothers and sisters. You know what I mean? My grandma, while I was in Memphis, she had the boys. My other grandma had the girls. It was a decision they made upon each other. So that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Like, you got an 80-year-old lady. What can she do with three little boys in a hood that's gang infested, drug infested, just everything infested?
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, the streets, that's what raised me.
Did you have any resentment towards your parents for that?
I did for a long time until I got out there. You know what I mean? Like, when you jump in the streets, you start figuring out different stuff because everything I know and everything I got, bro, I had to teach myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't had no big brother. My big brother started coming to me as I got in the streets and started linking up with different people. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't had no lot of friends. I ain't trust everybody. I really didn't trust nobody. So the people that I did hustle with and I did my thing with, like, they turned to my brothers. You know what I mean? It's like, it's only a few of them. You know what I mean? So it's like, once you see, you get to see your certain partners around you, like, man, okay, he around us all the time, but he can't even come up on no money. Or it's like, I got to take care of his kids. Or I got to do this, do that. Like, I found myself, like, a couple of my partners do everything for his kids.
Mm-hmm.
Until it turned, like, to the point where it's like, I never go give it to them hand to hand. Like, I always give it to their daddy and let their daddy give it to them, because I ain't want his, I ain't want him to feel no certain kind of way, like, right, had a kid, like, oh, we're Uncle Dolph, Uncle Dolphin, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it'll make him feel less than a man.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's just what kind of person I am, you know what I mean? And I did this forever, like, even still to this day.
Yeah, you say that on the album. You say you vowed to never let another man raise your kid.
Yeah, man. Like, that's lying to me. Any man to do that is, I can't respect you, period.
Now,
you know what I mean?
Things are different for you now being a father and thinking about how your relationship was with your parents coming up. So what are some things that you've decided that you have to make sure happens for your seven-month-old?
So really, both of my kids, they got to be, first of all, their environment got to be right. They'll never grow up in the environment I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, it's just, like, responsibilities. Like, my son, he 3 years old, and, like, right now, he overprotective of his little sister. You know what I mean? The 7 month. So it's just, I'm going to raise him right. You know what I mean? Like, my whole thing now is, like, to every birthday, buy him a house, buy him a foreclosed house. So when he get up to 18, when he get out of school, you know what I mean? He get out of high school, he can turn 18, and out of all these years, you've been going to these houses and cleaning them and doing this and doing that to these houses. You're 18, it's like, that's when I'm letting them know, like, okay, these your chain of houses.
Dope.
You know what
Dope.
I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, college, he want, it's like, even me, myself, I ain't never want to go to college. I used to tell everybody that when I was 12, 13, 14, 15, I'm not going to college. I'm not going to college. And I knew I didn't want to go to college. Then what, it's just, it was a waste of time to me. Mm-hmm. You know
what
I'm
saying? You felt like you had responsibilities too.
I felt like I had responsibilities, but not only just that, it was just, I was like, that's going to slow me down. Like, within them 4, 5, 6, 7 years, whatever I plan to go to college for, go to college to do, it's a waste of time. I could have been making a whole lot of money within them years, which I did. You know what I mean?
What did you went to college for? Like, to study what?
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'll probably be some kind of business or something, but it's like,
you scratched me as a chemist.
Man, he's so crazy. Man.
Now, if your kids wanted to go to college, if your kids didn't want to,
if they want to, if they want to go to college, it's cool. If they do, it's cool. But me knowing that when my son turned 18 and he had these chains of houses, and I'm like, oh, this is yours. It's like I'm handing them a whole business.
You are.
Know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you how it go with kids. If you let kids make all the decisions, like, you doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. You got to help them make their decisions. Yeah. You got to mold them into what they want to be in the future when they 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old.
I agree.
You can't wait till they get to high school. Like, what you want to do with yourself? Mm-hmm. What you going to do? He ain't going to be nothing. He ain't this. Like, you did that to him.
My daughter 9, and she talk about she want to go to Harvard and she want to be a dentist. I don't know where she got that from, but I'm going to keep, you know, putting fertilizer on that seed.
That's a good thing, though.
All right, we got more with Young Dolph when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Young Dolph is in the building. Charlamagne?
You spoke about not wanting to have your kids in the environment you grew up in, but what about when the environment you grew up in keeps coming for you the way it seems like it is?
It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Especially with me, it's like, it's just a whole nother thing, it's just a whole nother thing.
Mm-hmm. Is it something that you understand? Like, is it just difficult to comprehend? Because, I mean, I know we sit back and we like, why does this keep happening to Dolph? I can only imagine how you feel.
It's like, but when you go through certain stuff, when you're a certain kind of person, right, and you got certain stuff, you know what I mean, and you got access to certain stuff, and you're on a certain level with what you do, a lot of people, they don't like it, or they sit around and they homeboys or they family members, you know what I mean, like, they look up to you. Know what I mean? More than they even look up to that person. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the thing that eat people up is like, man, like, he doing this, she doing that. You know what I mean? With, like, it's like the stuff that everybody talk about, but it's really him. Or some people, like, wish that they could, like, if he was not in his position or he was out the way, it'd be easier for me. Mm-hmm. Or look better for me. Or really, it's a lot of shit I just can't explain. It's really just some lame shit I can't explain.
Does it ever hit you that you were in the street a long time before the music and the situations never got like this, but now you leave the streets because you want to create a family, you want to create a business, you want to create a legacy,
And it seems like it's the same times worse.
Yeah, it's like you got shot at more times in the rap game than probably in the street.
Mm, that's not true.
God damn.
Damn, Dolph.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man, y'all just don't know, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't... It's a lot, bro. You know what I mean? Like, just coming from where I'm from and coming from the background just doing and being into certain stuff is like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But you definitely right. It's like when you try to, okay, this ain't my life no more doing this music. You know what I mean? I got a real deal business. You know what I mean? That's accumulating a whole lot. You know what I mean? And it's all mine. You know what I mean? The artist and I'm the CEO of it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you get to looking at your life different. You know what I mean? But certain stuff still in your life or is following you or this and that. You think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You got to think about it because it, like where I'm from, it's this thing called letting people trick you off the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So like more than anything, it's a test. You know what I mean? From all angles, all the way around the board, with God, with my family, my partners, with everything. It's like I got to be the one to really just to set people straight and just chill or this and all. Like with everybody, I had to get up with so many people direct and 101 to get their mind together, bro, for you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's just a test all the way around the board.
But how do you get tricked out of that? Like you say, you don't.
How you get tricked off the streets?
I'm gonna tell you a perfect example. Like sometimes it might be the person next to you that tells you, yo, fall back. Like I remember the other day, I almost did something stupid, right? And Charlamagne called me. My nigga, that's dumb. Don't do that. You see what I'm saying? But he checked me regardless. Like, is there somebody to make sure that they're not tricking you out that situation? Because I know these incidents had to fuck up the money, mess up the money somehow, some way. But maybe you can't go into certain venues because Dolph is now considered a quote-unquote problem, you know?
I got a couple partners. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just... Like really, it's a couple of them. A lot of them because they know how much stuff I done been through to get to where I'm at. You know what I mean? Like, far as just everything, all the way around the board. Like, they know. You know what I mean? From my parents' situation to everything we just got to talking about, to me just taking care of all, like, taking on all these responsibilities since I was real young to building a business, you know what I'm saying? From it, taking it from the ground all the way up to just everything. They be like, bro, you did too much. You got too much going on, bro. You can't. Bro, it's so small. You know what I mean? Like, one of my partners be like, bro, put yourself on the scale. Weigh yourself up, bro. What's important to you?
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're like, bro, the same way you put something on the scale, like, bro, put yourself on the scale. Weigh yourself up, bro. Like, what's more important to you?
And I mean, and I guess you can get tricked off just the street two ways, because either they could take you out or then you retaliate in some way, then you end up in jail. So it's kind of like a lose-lose.
Ain't no losing going on, man. Like, I'm too smart for it. I can't lose.
So what do you do with that energy? Like, when that negative energy come your way, do you just let it go? What do you do with it?
Tell you the truth, bro, like, I got it so good right now with being me. You know what I mean? I don't know why it's like this. Whether because it's like I done took care of a lot of people or my relationship good with God or what. I don't know why, but I got it so good with my like how I got mine set up that I just can't give it up like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like it's too much paper. Like it's I'm focused on nothing but the money because it's coming too easy.
Now it does seem like every time you get into a situation like you get shot at a shot, you drop an album. Now is that a coincidence or is this album already scheduled? Like
I'm gonna tell you how it go. It's like me, I record music and like, my fans, the streets, you know what I mean? Like, they eat it up, you know what I mean? Like, they can't wait for a new Dolph to drop. I can leave out of here and drop a whole new tape. I can leave out and drop the tape and be on the internet tonight if I want to. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And they gonna eat it up. But the whole thing is, like, why would Dolph, like, what else? Like, I can either go about it a few ways, different ways, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if you pay attention, which way am I choosing every time?
The positive
way. To break the bank on it.
Yeah.
I'm taking it to the bank.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because that's why the hating going on for anyway.
Absolutely.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that's why you're turning it into a positive.
Yeah,
so instead of laying low and hiding out, I'm
going to take it to the bank. I ain't finna hide out. I ain't finna lay low. I'm finna be out. I ain't finna do no nothing. You know what I mean? It's like, Dolph still got the same barbershop. She's still in the same hood. He's still in the same doing everything. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, pull up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, me personally, I don't give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Ain't nothing changed. Ain't no nothing. Like, I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? But every time, though, I'm taking it to the bank.
But you got to give a damn a little bit. I mean, they threw over 100 rounds at you in the last 2 years. You know, you got a 3-year-old and a 7-month. You know,
them same folks that threw 100 rounds, though, is like what people don't know everything about it. Like, they had to pick one of their mans up off of their ground and take them to a hospital, too, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't want to go out into that, you know what right. I'm saying? But it's like, it's lame. Dishes myself from that lame pool, even looking in that lame pool, and go over here and get in this hot tub with my Gucci swim trunks on, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And get in the hot tub and get me a massage and drink a smoothie or something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to look at the lame pool.
All right, now let's get into a Young Dolph mini mix. Let me know what you want to hear. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Young Dolph is here. Charlamagne?
Why do they keep trying to make it a rap beef between you and Gotti, though? We had Gotti up here. He said he don't got no problems with you whatsoever.
He actually showed
us
last text
messages, mm-hmm. how he sent positive words.
Man, I tell you the truth, like, I don't even want to talk about that. You know what I'm saying? But it, like, text message from 2012. Like, I can't even keep up with a bitch from 2012. I ain't got no girl number from 2012. I ain't got a pair of shoes from 2012. You know what I mean? But to respond to that, 2012, that's when Yo Gotti was trying to sign Dolph. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, text message you showing y'all, that's from all this back and forth for a year and a half, 2 years of, oh man, we need to sign Dolph. I said, no, I'm straight. I'm straight, bro.
You say you don't got no issues, though, whatsoever.
Man, he can't have no issues. I ain't got no issues with you. Like, bro, you don't... Man, I done took care of people in his family, put money in their pocket. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't want to go too much into that, bro, because it's lame. No.
But I was going back and forth, right? And I know you guys say there's no problem. Everybody says no problem. When's the last time y'all spoke? When could y'all get on the phone and have a conversation? Because having a conversation doesn't mean either side is weak. It just means that you guys want to continue to the bread.
Yeah,
y'all
sure
want to coexist
songs.
Peacefully
but
out
I'm
here
sure you've heard some of these songs. Clearly there's something. You know what I mean?
Because you know bullets have no name.
Like
and
you
I, would,
said, it
and
is
I don't want to see anything happen to nobody.
Exactly. You're both of y'all are two cool individuals to me.
I don't know. I can't do too. I ain't finna be beefing and back and forth about no girl, bro. I'm not doing that. No.
So it's over a girl?
I'm sure you heard Young Dolph's song about
it. Yeah, I remember all that.
Man.
How do we move forward, though, dog? That's what I want. And I asked Gotti the same thing. How do we move forward?
It ain't nothing to move forward from. Like, I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't respect nothing. Like, I can't. I just, it's like, the music cool, the money cool, all that. But if I don't respect you, if it's something about you I just don't respect, bro, I can't sit and fake and act like it's all good.
That's understandable.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like he got on here and he said, but he said something about, I guess it was something about a feature. Like, oh, I ain't do it. He didn't do a feature or something for me, right?
Mm-hmm. He said you asked him for a feature.
Listen, man, my little boy and my little girl, man, he come to me talking about let him get on the song. You know what I mean? Why you want me to get on this song? So I'll send it to me. Send me the song with open verse. You know what I mean? Now, if it's the other way around where I'm trying to do, you got to think this back in the day where I don't really even know the game to know nothing. All I was doing is just pulling up on everybody with a bag. Ask 2 Chainz, ask Gucci Mane, ask Drummer Boy, ask Zaytoven, ask A-Bot, ask everybody. All of them got stacks from Dolph. I can't wait to pull up on you with whatever kind of book bags I was wearing back then. Now, the shoulder bags everybody wearing now,
Yeah. That's
what I was pulling up on everybody with stacks in it. Know what I mean? Can't wait to pull up on a rapper that's popping and show, hey, look, how much money you want? And go in this bag with a 40 or a 50 or a 60, however, whatever I feel like carrying that day to give you the little money you want for the verse. Man, come on, but like, stuff like that is lame. On top of that, it's like the first time I even met Lil Dude, his DJ, a DJ called me. Hey, he want to meet you. Go over to the studio by myself. You know what I'm saying? Get to talking. like his boy, like his Dolphin, y'all such and such, all them crazy, such and such. He sick his whole team on me. You know what I mean? From his DJ to all his partners to his manager, the same manager you were talking about. On my mama, I respect the manager, the Pepper dude, his name Pepper. I respect him more than all of them. And he, too. Lame, too. You know what I mean? But guess what? When he was doing all this back and forth trying to get me to persuade me in to go rock with them and sign with him, he like, man, he keep asking me, man, to gonna sign with him. Like, man, you don't want to sign with him. You your own boss. He be like, know what I mean? Because, you know, been around me a whole month now, coming to my video shoots and just doing all this stuff. You know what I mean? Bro, I ain't tell him that. He told me this. So if your manager saying this, like, come on, dog. No, the same conversation, going to the studio. He had this artist named Zilla. Know what I mean? This was with him from the get-go when he started his whole, this brand that he got now. Mm-hmm. He ain't nowhere around now. Man tell me, he sent everybody out the studio. Like, let me holler at dog. Like, man, you got your own everything, bro. You popping. You like, bro, you got the money. You got your team. You got this. You got that. You like, bro, I'm telling you, we can do this. We can do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't like Zilla. I ain't got to hold your hand like Zilla. You ain't like Starlito. I ain't got to hold your hand like Starlito. I ain't got to babysit you like them. I'm like, okay, that's cool, but it's my first time meeting you. You going to really sit and downplay your artists and throw your artists upon the bus to try to persuade me in to come over there? So it's like a red alert the first time I met him.
You feel like you're going to say about me?
No, it's just, I can't respect that. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, like, I'm not finna get ready to throw none of my artists up on the bus to persuade somebody else that I'm got potentially want to work with them, bro, to get them to thinking it's going to, you know what I mean, make them come over. That just ain't where I come from. That ain't how I was raised. That ain't what I respect. No, none of that. You know what I'm saying? So, no, it ain't no issue. It ain't no beef. It ain't no nothing. It's just a whole lot of misunderstanding and some stuff I don't respect. So, that's that.
Word. I just don't want them misunderstanding to keep leading to you being in these situations. You know what I'm saying?
Or any situation.
You know what I mean? That's all.
Now, you always also say a lot that you don't trust no bitches. When is that ever going to change?
That sounds funny
changing?
For Angelique saying
that. Sounds like you're shooting your shot.
I swear,
no,
man.
No,
I'm
not.
That.
He says it.
And like, I wasn't even through talking with him. I guess he's like, now.
You're like, let's get to it.
Let's get to it.
Right.
I feel bad.
You don't trust
I
no bitches. Okay.
I want him to have a good situation. That's all.
I done seen partners, baby mamas take them down through there, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, why they up. I done seen one of my partners' baby mama, man, go take all his money out the spot, think he had like a $320,000, $330,000 or something, man. She just riding around with on the phone with him, arguing, and she getting in the trunk, like, isn't the guy in the trunk of a car, bro? Like, just, like, arguing and hollering and screaming on the phone all because of some little altercation. Probably he cheated or found something in his phone. I don't know what it was. I done seen, like, we at the spots and, like, man, like, baby mama pull up, regulate. Man, old people, they calling the police. You got a house full of this, house full of that. It's like, man, don't y'all got kids together and you taking care of her, taking care of your kids?
Yeah,
y'all
sleep
together, this and that. Like, she gonna put you in this kind of position.
But
don't
you
know
in the streets, though. See, everything they don't talk about is in those streets, though.
A lot of those same
No, nah, it's just, no, nah, it's not even just the streets. It's just the principle. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the principle. Like, okay, well, let's not talk about the streets. Man, I don't know. You know.
Now, you be buying about, side bitches' cars and all of that and, you know, doing...
No, nah, but that's because they...
It's on the album.
Side chick a car.
It's on the album.
That's the type of stuff I used to do when back then. You know what I'm saying?
The side chick deserve a car for, though.
Man, you so just don't know.
You know, we love you, Dolph, and... We're doing this thing. It's called Change for Change, right?
Yeah, I think you gotta plant some positive seed. You know how they say you reap what you sow? You gotta sow some positive seed.
We're doing this radiothon, and we're gonna be on the radio from 6 a.m. to midnight, and we're trying to raise money for a bunch of different things.
We're raising money for Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights camp.
Mm-hmm.
We're raising money for the Women's March, and we're raising money for Justice League NYC. It's a real thing.
And we're donating money ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So please remember that your homies love you until you tell them no.
So we love you right now.
So So what's up?
Whatever you want to donate, ain't we? Ain't no
you don't
number.
Even gotta say a number.
Whatever you feel like you want to donate.
Mm-hmm.
So when we donate?
Text 52182.
No, text change.
Text away change to 52182 mm-hmm. or BC change for change.
The number 4.
Yeah, you can do it from your phone right now. Put the black card on it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Whatever it is, you can say, yo, Young Dolph just made a sizable donation to the change for change.
$50, whatever, every little bit counts.
Whatever it is, man.
You know, it doesn't matter what it is. We're not judging nobody based on the amount.
We got to make it happen. It's always better to give than receive.
Young Dolph, thinking out loud, we appreciate you for joining us, bro.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And we thank you for your donation.
Yeah.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk R. Kelly.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, sometimes those viral moments don't go as planned. Now, R. Kelly was in Hollywood, and he ran into a young man by the name of Lenny Felix, who was a huge R. Kelly fan. Now, Lenny was starstruck. He's only 27 years old, and this is what happened.
Sing a song, bro.
I believe
sing.
I can.
Yeah, sing that.
I can't. Seriously, man, I can't sing anything, man, okay?
Try.
I believe I could fly. I believe I could touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread her wings and fly away.
I believe that you high. I believe that you're touching the sky. Smoking on that Percocet. Where you going? Tell me what's next.
Only problem is,
you don't smoke Percocets.
You blow. Lenny Felix is autistic. And so now his mom is heartbroken and says the family has met with an attorney.
That is so stupid. Jesus Christ,
that is
forgive
crazy.
Me for laughing, but that is so stupid. That is when you are like snapping on somebody and you be like your mama and then they be like your mama dead.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Oh my goodness.
But once again, you don't smoke Percocets, do you? Come on, tell your Uncle Charlotte something, kids. You don't
maybe R. Kelly does.
You don't smoke Percocets. Percocets are a pill, ain't they?
Now R. Kelly's friends started laughing and Lenny's family is now shocked. They feel he was victimized.
Oh boy.
They said his reaction to the clip was, I don't want him to think I'm dumb. Do you think he was making fun of me? Whew. All right. That's why you got to be careful when you're out here in these streets trying to make a moment.
Jesus Christ, man. Everybody want to be funny. Everybody want to make a little jokey joke. All right. That's what happened to you, R. Kelly.
All right. Now, Tyrese's ex-wife, Norma, told the court that she thinks that Tyrese needs to get some type of mental evaluation. All because of these videos that he's been posting.
How we know Tyrese's not autistic?
Now, she said that Tyrese has some type of mental illness, and she wants to get a permanent restraining order against him, and she argued that he's violated that temporary order by posting videos talking about their 10-year-old daughter. So the judge has not yet ordered a mental evaluation.
There is nothing wrong with Tyrese. Tyrese is just full of caca, okay?
No, but I would do the same thing, too. He wants to go on Instagram acting crazy, Facebook acting crazy. Yes, I'm going to file this order. And then hopefully, this is going to even allow me to hold my daughter even more.
No, you're right.
You're setting yourself up.
Yeah, I don't know why you want to get on there and act crazy. That's not going to help you get your daughter back. But once again, Tyrese is not suffering from no mental illness. He's just full of caca. Okay?
All right, congratulations to Eve. She has officially joined The Talk on CBS, the daytime television show.
Drop on
the
clues bombs for Eve, damn it.
I will watch to see Eve on there. Now she's taking over for Aisha Tyler's seat that has been gone since earlier. So she'll be on there with Julie Chen, Sarah Gilbert, Sharon Osbourne, and Cheryl Underwood.
I love when these network executives get it, man, because nobody wants to see these old white women on television. Like, that doesn't even represent the way that the culture is fully now. You know what I'm saying? I want to see the Eve on The Talk. I want to see...
I would love to hear Eve's opinion on
topics I
want to
see
and issues. I would
think
watch to
be
see
dope.
Her.
Yes, I want to see Amanda Seals on The Real. I want to see Angie Martinez with her own daytime talk show. That's what I want
to
see.
Right, and shout out to Cheryl Underwood, who's on that show as well. She's pretty funny. So I think they'll have a great time. Now, Eve also revealed this on The Talk.
My 39th birthday is next week. It's in 8 days.
Okay.
And the one question that I get is men and women ask me, oh, how old are you again? Oh, you don't have any kids? One time, one of my friends, a male, may I say, a friend of ours, says to me, when are you going to give my man, some, you know, my friend some kids?
Oh, how dare
As a man, you
how
don't, day. As a, anyone, no one should do it. Let me just say, we are trying, just anybody who's asked.
All right, ma'am.
But Aww. It is up to, the, it's up to God and it's
That's
up to
right.
the universe.
Speak out.
All right, so there you go. There's some advice for you. Now, Nicki Minaj, did you guys see her break the internet yesterday?
Mm-mm.
With this Paper magazine cover.
I seen her pictures.
You know, and that's the same magazine, Paper Magazine. They did the one of Kim Kardashian breaking the internet. So that's the theme now. The new cover of Paper Magazine has Nicki Minaj in three different scenarios. One is her sitting on a chair wearing nothing but her boots and pasties and some pale pink underpants. Now, she's sitting there while there's another Nicki on the ground looking like she's about to lick the Nicki sitting in the chair. And then there's another Nicki behind the Nicki in the chair with her arms on her right breast. And it says, Ménage à toi. So break the internet. So I don't know if you guys had a chance to see this, but Safari saw it and posted it on his Instagram.
He shot a shot?
Yes, he said he's been wanting her to take pictures like this forever. And there you have it now. Safari is not playing. He's still going hard.
I don't think Nicki going to date a reality show star. Wow. I don't think she would date somebody that's on Love & Hip Hop.
All right,
I don't
well,
think she would do that.
I don't think so. I think it's a wrap for that.
You never know.
Maybe.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlemagne!
Yes.
Who are you giving your dog a do?
Oh, man, we need LeBron James to come to the front of the congregation.
Oh, yes, I'm liking this.
We'd like to have a word with him. Oh, don't you clap, because I'm giving some New Yorkers some of this energy, too, okay? Some of them need to come to the front of the congregation as well.
Oh,
and
boy.
I got some questions that you probably could answer as a native New Yorker, DJ Envy.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
All right.
We'll Angela, you can chime in on this, too.
Oh, yeah, he's a Knicks fan as well.
So. I am.
All right.
We'll do it when
we'll
come
talk
back.
About it.
All right.
I mean, that wasn't going to happen
fault.
In Brooklyn.
It's y'all fault that LeBron James does things like this, okay?
Oh, it's our fault.
It's going to let that man take the crown from the former king of New York, Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar.
We're
going to
talk about this.
That's king of New York.
We're going to talk about this,
goddamn.
Oh,
my goodness. All right. When we come back, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it of the day.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, it's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, my guy Ed Sheeran. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, November 15th goes to the king, LeBron James. Now, LeBron deserves every basketball accolade he's ever received. I'm not one of those people who will ever try to dull LeBron's shine and diminish what he's accomplished on that court. I don't get into the comparisons with him and Kobe or him and Michael Jordan because there is no comparison. Okay, Kobe and Michael are both better. But LeBron James is the best LeBron James we have ever seen, period. Four MVPs, three championships. The guy won a championship for the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cleveland Cavaliers have historically been a third-world franchise, okay? And LeBron James and the Cavs were down 3-1 to the 73-9 Golden State Warriors. Do I really have to remind y'all of this? Huh? The Golden State Warriors had the best regular season record of all time, and they were up 3-1 against the Cavaliers, and the Cavs came back to win three straight and bought the city of Cleveland their first NBA championship. That alone gets LeBron a statue. Okay, that alone solidifies LeBron James' legacy as an NBA legend. But it's one accolade that LeBron James has given himself that he will never be. And he gave himself this accolade yesterday on Instagram. Okay, now on Monday night, the Cavs played at Madison Square Garden. And even though they were down by 23 points, they outscored the Knicks 43-25 in the fourth quarter and came back to beat the Knicks 104-101. Now the next day after the game, yesterday, LeBron posted a picture of himself standing center court at Madison Square Garden, standing on the Knicks logo with the caption, "You're welcome, King of New York. Hashtag my favorite playground. Hashtag strive for greatness." Wow. Wow. Really, New York? How is LeBron James just going to disrespect Kendrick Lamar like that and call himself the King of New York, okay? Kendrick told y'all he was the King of New York on the Control verse a couple years ago. Remember this?
I'm in Poland like the Pope, I'm a Muslim on poke, I'm Machiavelli's offspring, I'm the King of New York, King of the Coast, one hand I juggle them both.
Hey, Kendrick's the King of New York, I haven't seen anyone take his crown from him yet. So how is LeBron just gonna take that man's crown like that? This is disrespectful. Now, what are the rules to being the King of New York? I'm not from New York, I'm from South Carolina all day, so I can be objective on this. What are some rules you think if you're being King of New York?
You gotta be from New York.
Okay, I agree. I think the King of New York should have been born in New York or the tri-state area.
Yeah, correct.
And they should have done something incredible for the city. The people who are from the New York City tri-state area and then take things global. You know, like Biggie Smalls is the King of New York. Jay-Z is the King of New York. Diddy is the King of New York. Derek Jeter, he was born in Jersey. That's the tri-state area. Spent his life as a Yankee. Smashed all the bad chicks and gave them gift bags as a parting gift. Okay? He should be considered the King of New York. But LeBron? LeBron never played for a team here. He's never been a Knick or a Net. You can't be the king of New York just because you perform well in the Garden. All right, you dropped 50 a couple times in the Garden. You play well in the Garden. You're not doing that in a Knicks jersey, sir. Imagine somebody started calling himself the king of Akron, okay? The king of Cleveland. As sensitive as LeBron is, you know he would feel away and would be in somebody's press conference explaining why he is indeed the king of Akron, the king of Cleveland. So knock it off. How you gonna call yourself the king of New York, LeBron, when Hov is your man? Did you not think about him before you posted that tweet? And why did Diddy like it? Why did Diddy like it?
I don't know why Diddy like it.
Diddy, you are a true king of New York. Why did you like that Instagram post? I hope you liked it to let him know that you see him and that level of disrespect would not be tolerated. Or just to let him know we see you, so watch your mouth. It's crazy to me that you can claim to be king of New York just because you perform well in the Garden. So is Bow Wow the king of New York because he sold out on the Scream Tour back in the day? Huh?
No.
Is Justin Bieber the king of New York because he sold out the Garden a few times? Crazy to me. I haven't heard any of the true kings in New York say anything about this yet. But the Secretary of Defense, when it comes to New York, Michael Rappaport, had something to say. Let's hear it.
LeBron James is saying he's the king of New York. Motherfucker just rode the subway for the first time yesterday. Lucky it wasn't 1996, LeBron. You would have gotten robbed on the subway in front of your whole team. And then they would have made you keep them whack-ass sneakers as a punishment. Them is still trash. King of New York. Mother never been to the Bronx, never been to Harlem, never been to Queens, never been to the Rucker, never been to Soul in the Hole. You never even entered an NBA slam dunk contest. Mother, you ain't no king. We call mother like you a court gesture.
Now, here's the thing. I love Michael Rappaport's energy. I love that he's saying what a lot of New Yorkers want to say, but they won't because they don't want to ruin their chance to get a selfie with LeBron James next time he comes into town. See, if LeBron was to walk into a club in New York tonight, he would be treated like a king. Okay, even though all New Yorkers, especially in the hip-hop culture, don't like him claiming to be king of New York and they talking greasy now, if he walks into a club tonight, he gonna get a whole section. The club owners gonna forget the locals who come to the club all the time exist, and they gonna treat LeBron and his crew with the utmost respect, okay? And the local New Yorkers who are always at the club with disrespect, the DJ's gonna stop the music and shout out LeBron. And not only are they gonna shout him out, they gonna call him King James. They might even salute to the king of New York, LeBron James, and play Empire State of Mind.
No,
okay? This is why these guys come to New York and claim to be king, because they get treated as such even when they disrespect the city. My name is Charlemagne the God. I'm not from New York. I'm from South Carolina. And I've been in New York since 2006. I respect the city, okay? But I have received old school New York treatment. All right, I've been almost jumped and knocked upside my head and attacked getting money out the ATM, all in the rough borough of Tribeca. The gritty, grimy borough of Tribeca, okay? I understand that at the end of the day, New York is still going to be New York, all right? Some people here thought I disrespected them, so they met disrespect with disrespect. But when LeBron disrespects the city, he's going to get free bottles in the club, shout-outs from all the DJs, and every dude in there going to want to take a selfie.
Mm-mm.
Y'all let these guys come here, smash all your chicks, drink all your liquor, take selfies with them, and all they give you when they leave is their ass to kiss and then claim to be king of your own city. Stop the D-ride, New York, and get back to the disrespect, okay? Please give LeBron James and all the D-ride New Yorkers who want to shine his crown instead of knocking it off his head the biggest hee-haw.
And shout out to my Brooklyn Nets. By the way, Rondae Hollis Jefferson tweeted, y'all ain't leave Brooklyn, New York like that.
You and Envy from New York, y'all ain't say nothing yet.
This is easy. He's not no king of New York.
That's all you got to say?
That's inevitable.
I don't think anybody took that seriously.
To me, that's inevitable. That's not the right word.
It's just the problem is there is no basketball king of New York right now. That's the problem. Who's the king? Like, before, if there was Oakley, Oakley would have put him on his ass. Ewing would have put him on his ass. John Starks would have dunked on him.
Well, the Nets beat the Cavs already this year.
Mark Jackson would have crossed his ass up. There is no basketball king in New York.
I thought Kristaps Porzingis was your new king.
He's not my new king.
Why?
Because he's white? Because he's not tough enough.
Envy, who's your king?
This is disrespectful.
Every queen needs a king.
This is disrespectful.
This is trying to play.
Yeah, this is just disrespectful. This is disrespectful.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's your king?
And what is Kendrick going to say? How is Kendrick going to defend his
crown? Because Kendrick's not the king of New York either, man.
I can't tell.
Goodness gracious.
I'm so sick of this.
All right. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Ask ye. All right. Thank you for that donkey today.
Why are you so flustered?
Because he ain't the king in New York.
Because he know he really want that
Why
selfie.
Why are you so flustered?
Logan going to want to take a picture with LeBron.
Anybody could post to Instagram saying they're the king of New York.
He don't want to say anything because he might want to get a picture with LeBron and his son later in life. If you ever let Logan take a picture with LeBron.
But don't go out like Michael Rappaport.
Ooh. Don't you ever let your boy, if you ever let your son take a picture with LeBron, do you hear me, Envy? Envy?
If you take it, he ain't going to post it.
That yes,
might,
he will.
That might be for his personal collection.
Yeah, son. Go
no,
take
he ain't
a
taking it.
Yeah,
he ain't
son,
taking
go
it.
Take a picture with the king of New York.
He ain't the king of New York. Ooh. I'm the king of New York.
Oh, my God. Lord, you just embarrassed the whole entire city.
Now we can just tear this there. Throw that title away. There's no such thing anymore.
I'm the king
Jesus
of New
Christ.
York.
All right. This has just gotten too bad.
Ask me what's up. Just ask me. Say, Sir Envy, what's next?
Turn up that super freak.
All right. Ask me.
Charlamagne's the king of Monk's Corner.
That's debatable.
Ask ye. All right. Is next. All right.
I don't go chasing waterfalls. I stick to the rivers and lakes and the Monk's Corners that I'm used to.
800-585-1051. Ask ye is next. You got relationship problems, relationship questions. Call her right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Don. What's up?
What's up, man? You
What's
got us
up,
on Bluetooth? Your phone sound a little funny, man.
Okay. Take it off speaker. I'm here.
All right, man. All What's right. your question for Yee?
Don, let's see if you really a Don.
Yeah, I'm here, you know. But, you know, I got, like, a relationship going on with, like, you know, maybe about three or four, but...
How many is it?
Well, one is in prison, and then the other one, you know, she got like three kids, and you know, she's been trying to get close to me and having me to help her out with her kids and stuff. And then, you know, I got my son, mom, you know, but she's really wanting to be with me and help her through a lot of things, like getting the house and everything. But you know, I'm being taken up by this other one with the three kids. Like, she really need help. She don't got a lot of money. And, you know, her power
well,
gets
where are
cut
the,
off.
Where is their father?
The father, well, they just all deadbeats. They not doing anything, you know. So, I mean, I even tricked her, like, on the phone to act like I was her baby daddy. And she curses them out and, you know, tell them don't come around. So, I know how she truly feel about them. So,
sounds like a lot of drama.
Yeah. But she's really aggravated about, you know, things that she can't do. So, you know, I just try to help her out, you know. But I still got my son, mom, you know, that I respect.
Yeah, you still you have know, your own son to take care of.
Yeah, you know, like I was there at his, you know, conference, teacher-parent conference yesterday.
Well, you're a parent. You better be at your son's parent-teacher conference.
Yeah. But then, you know, I got this one that's, like, up my butt. Like, I mean, she's, like...
That
like, really, if I go to my son, mom, you know, she's going to be pulling in the driveway, blowing the horn. I'm like, yo, you can't do that. You know, I might be over here feeding a dog or something, and she's just after me, but,
all right,
know,
so it sounds like you have all these women that want to be with you, Don, and you're messing with all of them. Sounds very time-consuming and exhausting.
But the one that's in prison has been, like, the one that's been close to heart, but, you know, she's always asking for money. And then, you know,
Don,
I'm just
I hope
like,
you have a good job because you're paying for a lot right now. You're paying for three kids. You're paying for your own child. You're paying for a woman who's in prison.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so what's your question?
Like, I really just want to let them all go and just, I'll be telling each and every one of them that I just want to leave. Like,
so why don't you,
know,
you just,
but,
oh, first of all, you can't leave your son's mom alone because you guys have a child together. So you still have to take care of your responsibilities with that regardless.
Yeah. And I mean, I also have an ex-wife that got remarried and
oh,
we got three kids as well.
Well, that ain't got nothing to do with you. She's remarried and she has.
Yeah.
So that has nothing to do with anything. So you want to let all of them go? Why don't you?
It's hard, you know, because I got my son, mom, I got my son, and I refuse to leave the area, you know, where they at, where they going to school.
Okay, but
at,
that doesn't
you
mean
know?
You have to mess with the mom if you don't want to be with her.
Well, it's either leave them or be out in the cold. So
you live with
I mean,
her.
Yeah, you know, I never really took the time to try to get my own property here, but, you know, it's something that I'm
well,
working on.
Well, instead of you paying money for all these people and all these other people's kids, why don't you take care of yourself and get your own house?
Yeah.
All right, so Don, I'm gonna just tell you what it seems like to me right now. Everybody always says, "Oh, it's hard. I want to leave them, but it's hard." You know, it's hard to stay with a whole bunch of people and have to maintain other people's lifestyles, take care of people's kids, and not take care of yourself. Why don't you spend some time being single, taking care of yourself, get your own place, okay? Stop dealing with people because you're making other women's lives harder too. You being woman's life and taking care of her three kids and you're not the father and you don't want to be with her, that's not doing anybody any favors. That's dragging something out that's inevitable. You living with your baby mom and you don't want to be with her, take care of your kid. But if you don't want to be with the mom, and clearly you don't because you're messing with all these other chicks, then stop being with her. The woman who's in jail, you're taking care of her financially and doing all of those things. You don't even want to be with her. Why do that?
Yeah, I'm trying to, well, I'm going through the transition now, like, you know, cutting ties off now, you know, so.
Okay.
You know, I guess it's taking its course and it's, you know, a process there, so.
All right, Don, spend some time on your own. You don't got to be with somebody to be happy. Just be by yourself. Get your own place. Get your life together. Focus on business. Focus on work. Stack your money. You ain't got to be with anybody you don't want to be with. Nobody's forcing you.
Yeah, I tried that, but, you know, this one is always up in the driveway or somewhere where I'm at. It just don't matter.
Sounds like you're about to move, and don't tell nobody where you live except your child's mom because your child needs to come over there.
Yeah, true.
All right. Good luck, Don.
Stop
making excuses.
Oh, nah, no, none of that.
All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right, that was Rake It Up. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
It's G from Queens, New York.
Queens, what part of Queens?
South Ozone Park, but you know, South Side, really.
All right, man, what's your question for Yee?
So basically, I was trying to explain, I've been with my girl for like a year now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everything's going all right, but she's saying when we argue, or just in general, I have a really strong attitude, and it's sometimes it's unbearable for her to handle. And I try to control it, I try to curb it, but I've always been like this, no matter who I've been with, no matter how much I love you.
Are you a man or a woman?
I can't. A girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have nasty attitude when you're in an argument?
Not even that, just sometimes in general, I'm not going to lie. Like, I get mad quick, you know what I'm trying to say? I might stay mad longer than supposed to, you know, because it's like I really can't curb my attitude.
You can curb your attitude, you just choose not to.
Yeah, I feel like that too, but
it's a decision that you're making because you're aware of it, and it could destroy your relationship.
Yeah, possibly. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, how to go about it. I don't know.
All right. Well, there's a couple of things. Like, I know when I get mad, I never want to say something that I regret later. So I let my boyfriend know if I'm mad and I have an attitude, just don't talk to me for an hour. So that... That gives me time so that I could calm down and not say anything that I don't mean. Sometimes when you're in the heat of being mad, your arguments go nowhere. You go back and forth, then it escalates, and then you end up saying something that you don't mean. So
not even that, but look, it's like I don't talk either. I don't even try to argue. I just stay silent because the more we keep going on, and when she keeps talking, that's why I'm like, yo, shut up. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I don't even trying to hear it.
Okay,
so
and
I feel like that's what she means.
Because you know what? Being able to argue effectively as a couple is just as important as being able to get along, because nobody gets along all the time, right?
Yeah.
So you have to know how to argue effectively. So if you feel like when you guys are in the middle of something, she keeps on going and on, let her know, look, let's make a deal, okay? I'm going to work on my attitude, but when we get in an argument, I just need you to stay quiet. So she could work on that and you could work on that. Another trick that I always have is when I'm mad, I always count to 10 backwards in my head before I say anything. And that really helps calm me down, because a lot of times you got to think. And you said you don't even really talk. You just end up telling her to shut up. And there's certain ways that you should never speak to somebody that you love. Like, I never tell anybody to shut up. Because when you tell somebody to shut up in the middle of an argument, that makes things even worse. Another thing that you shouldn't ever do when you're arguing is blame somebody for something. Don't tell them, you always do this, you always do that. Just shut up. You got to just watch how you talk to people. You say, it really upsets me when you do this. Because it really is how you're reacting to something. But you guys have to agree to, for her, on her end, tell her to stop arguing and going on and on and on when you guys are at the height of an argument. And for you, you need to work on your attitude. And I think it's important for you both to know what you need to work on, because it's never just one person's fault.
Yeah, facts.
You know, so it's important to compromise when you're in a relationship.
Yes, I appreciate it.
All right, Gabby, good luck to you guys. And remember, nobody gets along all the time. There's nothing wrong with arguments. It's just knowing how you guys should argue so that it's more constructive than not.
Makes sense.
All right. All right, bro.
Man, thank you.
All right, sorry.
Abby, why he said sorry?
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051.
Hey, Ma.
Shut up, all right? You can call Yee if you need some relationship advice. But we got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about Taraji P. Henson and a new movie that she's starring in. I was just talking about this original movie the other day, and I think you guys will be interested in hearing about it.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What's up? I was feeling a little way. You know what I'm saying? Not feeling a little way. I'm just like, yo, we doing this radiothon tomorrow here on The Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
We're raising money for the Gathering for Justice, which is Harry Belafonte's nonprofit, and they sponsor the Women's March and then Colin Kaepernick's New Year Rights Camp and the Justice League NYC. And I'm just like, damn, how's this going to go tomorrow? How's this going to go tomorrow? But I'm starting to feel really good.
All right. Well, hopefully, don't forget you can start donating right now if you want. BC Change, the number 4change.com. Pledge whatever you can. It's for a great cause.
Or you can text Change to 52182. You can donate now. It's available to donate now, but the radiothon's tomorrow.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Papa John's.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Papa John's, their stock has fallen by 12.8% since the comments made by CEO and TV pitchman John Schnatter, who said the NFL anthem protests have hurt pizza sales. Well, now they're apologizing, even though it's 2 weeks later.
Nope.
They posted on Twitter. They said the statements made on our earnings call were describing the factors that impact our business, and we sincerely apologize to anyone that thought they were divisive. That definitely was not our intention. We believe in the right to protest inequality and support the players' movement to create a new platform for change. We also believe together as Americans we should honor our anthem. There is a way to do both.
See, what had happened was when Papa John's came out and said that, immediately, you know, they was going to get backlash. Plus, they made everybody remind each other how trash Papa John's pizza. I don't care what y'all say. Papa John's pizza is trash.
Now, does Jerry Jones own a stake of Papa John's? That's what they were saying, the rumor, allegedly? Is that true?
Oh,
I don't know. Now, they also said, we will work with the players and league to find a positive way forward, open to ideas from all except neo-Nazis. And then they put a middle finger emoji. Those guys.
Your pizza's trash, Papa John's. That's all it boils down to.
All right, Taraji is going to be starring in a gender-flipped What Women Want remake. So she's going to be, if you guys saw this movie with Mel Gibson, he could read the minds of women.
I remember
she's going to play the role of Mel Gibson, but it's going to be the other way around, what men want.
That's dope. That's a Will Packer production,
and I was
just
talking about this movie yesterday because, you know, the main thing is, would you want to know what other people are thinking of you, the other sex?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be something that you would even want to know?
No. I really wouldn't.
Yeah.
I think
it
that would
work out
drive
so
you crazy.
Well for Mel Gibson in the movie, I feel like.
Yeah, I think it would drive you crazy because you'd be hearing all, it'd be like constant Twitter all the time. Like every.
In your head.
Yeah, every bad thought people have about you, they'd be saying all the time. You keep hearing all these thoughts. I wouldn't want that.
All right. Now, Steve Stout has launched something today, and this is going to, I guess, take the place of the traditional record labels. It's called United Masters. He secretly raised $70 million from Google's parent company, which is Alphabet. And right now, they give musicians an alternative to record label deals. It produces, distributes music across the internet, and then they split the royalties 50-50 while you still own the rights to your masters. Here is what is, I guess, a trailer for this new venture.
In the near future, you'll be an artist, not a starving one, more this kind of artist. You'll be big because you know where your fans are. That's why you play 4 sold-out shows in Ulaanbaatar. You'll be the smartest motherfucker out there. You will know every single one of your fans. In the future, you will host your own shows. Your future has no labels with United Masters, a new kind of music company, one that gives you everything you need as an independent artist to get smart, get fans, get paid.
So what they're saying is you can also keep track of where your fans are and see where, what brings in the most cash and retarget those fans.
Hey, Steve Stout, I heard what you said about us on the Rap Radar podcast, too. He just basically said that we shouldn't have an opinion on certain artists, certain legends, like the Diddy's, the Kanye's, and he said we shouldn't be able to have an opinion on them. So I just want to say that you're wrong. No artist is above critique of their art. Okay, when you make art and release it to the public has every right to judge that
Absolutely.
Art. So that was a dumb comment from a smart man.
It's hard to not have an opinion.
On anything, exactly.
That's right. We're consumers.
How do you not have an opinion?
Consumers determine whether or not your stuff is dope or not. Like,
he just had an opinion about your opinion.
Exactly.
He sure did.
Okay? But nobody, no artist is above critique of
nobody
their art.
Nobody at all.
Even
all right.
The legends, even the icons.
Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
All right. People's Choice mixes up next. Let me know what you want to hear. Get your request in. Also, Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.